Peace, Janae.
Hello, Angela. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well this morning. Doing well. How are you, my friend?
I am good. I have my kids all quiet and I'm ready to go, girl.
All right. Good deal. Well, hey, girlfriends. Hi there. This is Girlfriends Chat. This is another episode. And as you hear, we have our guest interviewee, Janae, from episode 7. She's out of California and homeschool mom of six children there. And you can go and listen to her episode either on YouTube or on Facebook. Again, she's episode 70. But Janae, thank you. I'm so glad to have you on here today.
Girl, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So what we do is just dig in deeper on a specific focused topic from your interview. And I take notes on all my interviews, things that just kind of make my brain just halt for a moment, a quick halt. And I'm like, okay, it just makes me want to think on it a little bit more. And so one of the many things that you said was in regards to your son. It was at the top of our interview. And you were saying that as a result of homeschooling, that your son was able to fall in love with who he was. And just that terminology just sounds so beautiful and romantic, and just it just how and my question I even wrote there beside it when you said that, how do you foster that? How did that come to be? What did you do? Was it just the fact of homeschooling? Was there other factors that happened? Dig in deeper and
Well,
tell us what that was, Janae.
I think for my oldest son, in the episode I mentioned that he went to public school and I pulled him out in fifth grade. And what was happening was he was kind of losing himself in the fray of what the other kids were into, the things that they were talking about, and he just couldn't relate because those were not his interests. So he began to feel like a sore thumb. He was just kind of sticking out there. And when we decided to homeschool, my conviction was that he would get to see how awesome I saw him, so I began to just kind of pour into who he was as opposed to what he thought he should be. And it's kind of cool because he's an adult now. He just finished his freshman year at Cal State Long Beach. And because he's an adult, I was able to kind of pick his brain and see, what was it that made homeschooling magical for him. And what he told me kind of paired with my own answer, and that was pretty much that I encouraged him to explore and find what worked for him. So oftentimes as parents, we kind of shrink back and from allowing our kids to become self-aware to the core. What is it that you like? Something as simple as how do you like to read? Do you like to be alone? Do you like to read with me at a park on a porch? And those things just really began to kind of open up and let him kind of get a taste of the world and see what is it that he likes. How does he like to read? And just asking him those questions gave him almost like a permission to get out there and find out who he was. Like my advice would be to not be afraid to allow your kids to find out what works for them. I think sometimes we have it in our mind that homeschooling should look like public school, or we need to sit down and we need to do this and that and that and that. And while kids tend to thrive in some sort of structure, allowing them to just get out there and find out their own structure, what works for me. And the second part of that, to me is to not only encourage them to get out and find what works for them, but to applaud what they find. So of course, oh, as always, and I mentioned this in the episode as well, is to encourage a knowledge of self through history, teaching them often about Black excellence from the cradle of civilization until current times, and letting them know that they fall on that timeline. Like this history is not over. It is not finished, and you're in it now. Just really applauding that and letting them see you applaud Black excellence, and then also to applaud their interests. Like I said, whatever they find out about themselves, just be in there, be present. I have an entomologist. My 8-year-old loves insects, bugs, spiders. That is not my jam at all. But I've learned to really get in there with him, and show up for him, be present. I encourage him by taking him to bug shows, or I joined a Facebook group that is an entomology group, and every day I got millions of bugs just crawling through my feed. But I do that for him, because that's his interest. That's what he likes. He's even said, like, wow, Mom, other people are so disgusted by bugs. I love it, and it's like, okay, well, that's fine. I'm kind of disgusted too, but that's okay. We're gonna get it. And just I just show up and I'm present. I encourage him. I have my 9-year-old is into birds. Girl, I've learned so much about birds just by encouraging him. He's in the stage where he can identify birds by their calls, or when we're out in the field, he gets a glimpse and I'm like, what's that? Oh, that's a black-headed blackbird, or red-headed blackbird. Like, wow, you really know that. You're good at this, so I encourage him, things that I don't understand, and I let him know, I have no idea. You are really good at this. Can you tell me more? And it gives them this spark, it encourages that. Wow, like, yeah, I am really good at this. And of course I can tell you more, or when we're in when we do bird shows, and the docents ask questions of the audience, do you know what type of owl is not nocturnal? My kid's there, his hand shoots up and he knows, and I'm like, go ahead, baby. And I feel like the more we encourage our kids to really get in there and appreciate how they were created, like the further they'll go, they'll begin to own that. And of course they'll fall in love with themselves.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Well, I know a few things just all jumped in my brain. One, kudos to you for being willing to get in there, because that's, being present, being there, even though that's not your jam, bugs, not mine either. But you're willing to be like, okay, I'm going to get out a little. But if they tell me something about snakes, oh no, they on their own on that one. I'm like, honey, mama can't
No.
help you.
It's cool though, because you can share that with them. Like, you know what? This is not, oh my gosh, I don't like snakes, but what if
Girl.
you learn? Like, explore the snake way over there and then come back and tell me what you learned about the snake,
Yeah, that would be me. That'd be it. Go over there and then come back and tell me, report, honey, because mommy can't do it. But kudos to you, because you have that mentality, and that has helped you. Girlfriends, you all hear this. So it is huge for us to hear that terminology, that our kids fell in love with themselves and who they are and discovered who they were. And we were able to facilitate that in some small part, or help in that, or aid that, or just fan the flame on that, number one. But number two, it's amazing just to hear now, and I'm sure for you, have an adult, and I have these three adults, but to hear them come back and have positive words and affirmations to you in regards to their journey through homeschooling and what you did for them. So I'm glad to hear your son. I would love to have him on a show to interview. That's the next thing I want to do, interview
Oh, you
graduates from.
should.
Yeah, so I'm going to be putting that plea out there. Matter of fact, today, because it's been a couple of days, I'm like, I need to put that out there. And how is he doing in his first year? Was it a great experience for him?
It was a great experience. We were blessed because the college he wanted to go to was actually not far from our home. So it allowed him to stay at home and kind of, well, he lived at home. He was on campus for the most of the time. But, I think it gave him even more of a comfort feeling, not so much, not too many things to worry about, It gave him a lesson in student loans. Like it just really ran the gamut in terms of watching him, mature into this wonderful person. He took ownership of so much, and I was really, really impressed with him this year. And he's happy. He's really doing what he loves. They have you declare your major right away, and I feel like even in that, he's like, well, I kind of like this, but maybe I should change it to, computer engineering instead of just computer science. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, what do you like about this? So like homeschooling never stops, like it's an ongoing thing. You just get your kid to the point where they are teaching themselves, in functioning as an adult in the world, and you still are able to drop those little nuggets and all that good stuff, but watching him go from, this timid kid who was kind of unsure himself and, to this really self-aware it is so fascinating, and it's a blessing to me, just to sit back and watch it unfold. Man, what an honor.
Wow. That's beautiful. Beautiful. Kudos, girl. Way to go. Way to go. And
Yay.
five more to go. You got this, right?
I know. Pray for
Beautiful.
me.
I know. I'm with you. I'm like, pray for me. You got five more. But
Yeah.
so we're in the same boat. But listen, girlfriend, such a beautiful sentiments from her. And again, this is just a short little nugget for you to chew on and contemplate. So please do. And again, this is Angela Jordan Perry with Girlfriends Chat, and here with Jonae Gardner. I hope I've said your name right. Am I doing better?
Yeah, it's
Yay.
great.
Beautiful, beautiful. Out of California, you also connect. You got a lot going on. Be sure to go again and just listen to her interview number 70. You'll find it on YouTube and on the Facebook page for Girlfriends Has Got to Homeschooling. So, Janae, thank you so much, and we will
My
be in
pleasure, girl.
contact. And go ahead and ask your son about would he like to be interviewed on this show,
I
because
will. I'm sure he would.
beautiful. We want to make that happen sooner than later, okay?
All right, girl.
All right, you all take care. Have a good one,
All
girlfriends.
right,
Bye-bye,
be
Janae.
blessed. Bye-bye.